It's the late night worldwide stuff, man.
Worldwide.
Dads, comedians.
Worldwide.
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. But might be the reason that it falls apart. Cancel from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know, it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the election. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prep, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike, and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome back to another episode of them Late Nights and Wet Wipes. No Mike Wackadiri again, still recovering from butt cheek surgery, as well as welcoming in his new child into the world. Congratulations. Rumour has it, both were done in the same hospital. I don't know, big up him though.
Imagine BBL on childbirth.
Yeah, he's probably got that NHS discount.
Well,
we know Darren's playlist. We know Darren's playlist. That's cool, man. Yeah. Support black business and that. But yes, we're back. You know who it is. You know who I be. That's what Michael normally says, I guess. It's Kasim Jamal, the unofficial prime minister.
Come on.
The people's man of the people. Let me start that again. Let me take two that one. You know who it is. Kasim Jamal, the unofficial prime minister, of the people, the messenger.
Yeah,
bro. You done know, and two, my jar Rastafari is.
Ask your bill payer's permission. Who's that? It's me. Me is Dara G.
And before we get into this pod, let's just hear a few words from our sponsors. All right, and we're back. So I enjoyed that for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Man. I was like, science! And he was like, it's sex!
That's not the word. I'm
like, yeah.
Like, Zadie keeps on saying...
I'll have dumb combos though. I'll be like, what do you know about that?
Zadie keeps on saying racial slurs accidentally. That's brilliant.
So me and Alani do them on purpose.
Oh, so she'll like nick... So she'll shorten words all the time. Or she'll talk gibberish, but then racism will come out. So these are my knickers. These are my knicks. I'm like, oh my God. Just that. What? What did she say? But I mean, what did she say the other day? She fully said like some wild word the other day, but it was again in gibberish. And me and Obi just looked at each other as if to say, Don't highlight it. Just let her say it, and let's move on. Don't react. They're both just looking at each other. Don't react to what she just said.
Just in the middle of Starbucks.
Yeah,
coon. Start looking around.
Like, I mean, it was literally along those lines. It was something like that. We was just like, don't. We just probably stare at each other silently.
See, I can't wait for the day because I drops a bar. Like, he'll drop things shit he doesn't even know about. Like Alani knows what racism is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, like, and one of the funniest things to me to do was to act, not to, like, to Alani, but just in general, every now and again, act like Shuri was being racist. Like, we weren't getting on at the time.
Yeah.
Right? Just before, like, throughout December. And I can't remember what was happening, but I had Kazai and I was like, I can't be bothered. That was it. He was only doing half days at nursery, or not even half days. So I'd go and get him. And I was like, well, his mum finishes in like a couple of hours. There's no point taking him back with me. So I just took him to their house and I just waited there. And he was doing Elf on the Shelf.
Right.
And Shuri kept going, yeah, I found these like black elves. I found the black elves. Like, don't you think that's cool? Like, I found black elves. Like, they're doing black elves. I was like, yeah, that's cool, man. Whatever. Like, I don't think you understand. Like, my mum was struggling, like it was presents under the tree. Like, she didn't have time to be like, elf in the what? Elf in the fucking what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, whatever. So to me, I'm like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
So I've got a picture because I was going to post it, but then I was like, if this gets back to her, she's just going to be like, meh, 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 meh. The elves, the black elves,
yeah,
were fucking with the bananas. When I walked in, I was like, what the fuck is this? This was like December 1st, bro. So you hadn't even exhausted ideas.
Now that was just straight racism.
No, it's so funny to me because I know there's no malice in it at all. You know what I mean? But it was just like the coincidence.
Yeah, yeah.
To just be like, it was between December 1st and December 5th.
Yeah, it's early.
You ate.
There's loads of
shit you could have fucked
with. Anything, the black elves could just do the things the white elves did last time.
Yeah.
And swap them around.
Oh! The white elves were out as well.
Where are they?
I don't know. I think they had one of them in a chokehold or something like that. It was on their neck.
There's four white elves as big as this black elf.
I've got a picture somewhere. These black elves are by the bananas. I said, nah. But one of my favourite things was to make out that she was racist. So she'll say stuff like, I can't even think. Like, and it'd be a proper play on words that maybe only like someone that got jokes could like spin it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she would say stuff like, I don't know. She never said this, but imagine she was like, can you quickly run to the shop for me? And I'd be stupid and be like, you want me to run to the shop? And then she'll play along and be like, yeah, but you're really quick. And I'd be like, wow.
That's the one. When you allow the banter and you let them get in the queue and you go, oh, that's too far.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, what? He's like, no. He's like, nah, you shouldn't say this. Yeah. That's too far.
Just three chilling, but I'm a little bit hungry. But I have a banana. Wow.
I remember at work.
Because I'm black. And she'll like, never dare to tell her, like, you're too sensitive.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she'll take it, she's like, I've got my kids! Look at my kids! I'm like, yes, I fucking know. She's like, why are you doing that then? I go, because you react like this. It's funny to me. It's really funny to me that you react like this.
I remember at work, old job, this guy, one of the partners came in and he literally just mindlessly...
Mm.
Just like he's come out of the meeting, so there's excess fruit, and he's just currently just gone, do you want this? He just launched it at me.
Mm.
Just banana just landed on my keyboard. And like, it's almost like as soon as it left his hands,
yeah,
he realised what it looked like. And as he landed on my thing, I've looked at it and it's gone. I'm like, wow. And then he's just like, oh, fuck.
My pension.
He's just like, oh, that ever few people who like with bat like banner with, they just all cracked up laughing. It's like, I can't believe you done that to him, man. He goes, Darren, if you want a witness, we could get this guy sacked.
We're getting a payday, bro. I would have just heard cha-ching in my head.
Get this guy the hell out of it.
I'm just trying to find this picture
of the elf.
Yeah. Because I know I definitely took it.
Have you got any messages in the inbox? In the inbox?
The evidence is damning.
It's damn. That is bad. Right, let me try and find a dilemma. A dilemma. Did we do this one about children's eating habits?
Have we done that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't remember. I don't want to risk doing it again if we have already done it. So sorry if you are the listener, put that one in. Right. Let's find one. Let's find one. Let's find one. Is this so? Yeah. No. I was Kazai's actually this question. Second birthday. So did you do anything for Kazai's second birthday?
Yeah. No, but not like
not big
communion. Yeah. We took him to the transport museum.
Okay.
Because he loves cars.
Yeah, because Naomi's trying to arrange like Zabby's second birthday and stuff, and then she's like getting stressed out by it. And I think you just like stress. You create stress for yourself. Yeah, because I'm just like, I don't understand why you're even bothering with this, because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
So initially she was like, all right, I want to arrange a birthday that's for him, and it's not just full of Zadie's friends. Zadie actually has friends, because she's at age where she has friends and stuff. And again, naturally, obviously, say at one point Zadie was an only child, nomad all this time, do all these social things, take her to kid baby classes and stuff. So you make all these organic friends. And then with like Zavi, it's almost like, oh, these are people who happen to have a kid, a second kid, who also have kids of Zadie's age as well. Yeah. So it's just like, oh, Zavi's friends are just people who Zadie's friends who have younger siblings.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have many friends that are just his on his own with no older siblings and whatever. And so when it comes to his birthday, she's like, yeah.
He became friends by default.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't want to invite this person and this person, like, because their kid's actually just Zadie's age. They don't have any younger siblings. But I'm really close to the mom. Like, they're going to be annoyed if they might take it away if they're not invited. And if I invite that one, they have to invite this one. She's going round circles. So I was like, what do you want then? She's like, I just want it to be for him. So I was, all right, then you don't invite any of those people. These are all the ones that have kids his age. That's it. And he's like, yeah, but I can't invite that one. And I mean, it's just one more of invite this person. I was like, all right, then just invite all those people then.
Yeah, like, there's two options.
Yeah, here, and really. It's just like, I don't feel like you're engaging with this. I'm like, I am. There's just two options. This is, what about your family? I go, what about my family? It's like your mum, your sister. Like, I think they'd really want to see Zabby in his element. I go, I'm going to speak on their behalf. They don't care. And she's like, what? She goes, no, they would care. I go, no, they'll care. Like, if you invite them, they'll come. But they also wouldn't care if they didn't come to a two-year-old birthday shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they'll want to see him,
but
they could come after. They can come later on. They don't need to be there in the mix, just taking up a chair that someone else's parent could take up. It's just like, it's just so long. Like, in my mind, and as I said, these kids have fun and enjoyment in their life because of their mum. Facts. Because Christmas, I was trying to push it for another year of just, it's not a thing. Even though Zadie's fully free to talk about Christmas, like, I hear you, but we just
don't know what to tell you, man.
We just don't have presents in this house.
It's a leap year.
It's crazy.
I feel like that's what should happen. Like, I think if it's a leap year, no Christmas.
Just wipe it out.
Yeah, man. Take you've added one day, let's take one out.
Do you still get time off work? Or are we just treat it like Christmas is nothing?
No, not you get the 31st off.
Yeah, and the first.
And the first. You get the 31st to the 5th. Yeah.
You had to miss that start of the year shit feeling.
Yeah, and
I'm voting for the same for Prime Minister.
Listen, a lot of people have been saying this in these comments, man. So I've taken it on. Like, legit people would be like, run for Prime Minister. And I was like, it's actually funny if I'm the unofficial Prime Minister.
Yeah.
You know,
because people can't get rid of you.
Yeah. But no, I hear what you're saying. I think this must be a mum thing. I don't know if you get a lot of questions like that in general. Just like a lot of decisions.
Yeah, what it is, it's like
I'll be asked loads of things. And I'm just like, who cares?
Yeah, I do feel bad because when she has broken it down to me, it's that kind of, you know, mental load and all that stuff. And it does make sense in the sense of she's having to think it's about things.
That, but sometimes that in general,
I don't think about. But there's sometimes like you don't have to think about that thing. Yeah, that yes. thing you don't have to think about. Like, why are you thinking about? Like, what happened the other day?
It should be something like to put a coat on him. Why you fucking? If you want.
Yeah. So what do you think? Do you think it's cold outside? I was like, I don't know.
I hate that question the most.
I've
do you know why?
I've always hated that question.
Because no,
how I feel cold is different to how you feel cold.
True, I hear that one. But just recently, like it's really, really dawned on me.
Yeah.
Hey, it's in your phone.
This week, that kind of thing. my old flatmate used to do that to me, man. He literally, we've both been that. We've just like we've woken up. We're in the living room. And he's like, think it's gonna rain today? I was like, I don't know, mate.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you not checked? I go, I don't care, so I haven't checked. And then he's like, you care? I was like, you care, so you should check. I don't care. He goes, what do you mean you don't care if it rains? I go, I'm still doing the things I need to do today.
Like, yeah, don't stop.
Yeah, it's not like I'm playing football while he's doing it, right? Even then, I'm going. He said, yeah, but his mind was like rattled. Was like, but for you, what would that rain? You don't have like a what? What don't I have? I was like, I don't wear hats. And I've got a coat on. Like, what is going to happen to me if it rains? It's like, I'm good.
Got a coat on. It's got a hood. Yeah. Covered all the bases here.
I'm good. I'm getting on the train. Yeah. It's just like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So it'd be things like that where she'll just, and sometimes what happens like, trying to think of an example. I'm trying to think for, cause I know the feeling I feel when it happens. I can't think of an example. It's shit. But it'll be something like, I don't even know. Just could you take this cardboard box out, recycling? Can you take it out to the bin? And I'm like, yeah, cool. I'll take it out. And then just doing like, I'm doing something else. Goes, yeah, because like we need to get that box out. I go, yeah. And he says, yeah. And then I was chatting away. He goes, yeah, but like, please do tap. But so I was like, no, me. I said, what? I was like, between you asking me to take the box out and you ask me again for which could be classed as the third time.
Someone would say.
About 6 minutes have passed and neither of us have been anywhere near the front door or the box to move it outside. Now I'd get it if I've been in and out of the house and to my car back and forth and just walking past this box. I go, but none of us have been near this box. No one in this house has been near the box. Why are you still talking about the box? So, but I know it is generally in her mind. Like she won't be able to move on without me. It's like, I don't want this shit in my head.
I just want
this shit in my head. And granted, that does mean I might forget some shit.
But my argument is always like, talk your shit when I forget.
Yeah.
Like, if I've... It's always the crazy analogies that I use here. If I've gunned down 10 men, go, and I've paid my price.
Yeah.
Whatever. And... about to leave the house, done your time.
Yeah.
Somehow you're back on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And you're about to leave the house, and then someone says to you, "Hey, don't shoot anyone. Hey, wait till I do it."
Yeah.
Wait till I do it.
Yeah.
Because you don't have no faith in me. But then I will forget the box. I will be that guy to be like, yeah, fair enough.
See, what is with those is...
Because I've done it now.
And she's bad at making a point. So, for example, let's say I've left my boxes on the floor. This is something that I can probably assume has happened. And then she'll be like, oh, I've always tied up your boxes on the floor. I'm like, when? And she's like this morning. I go, but there's no boxes on the floor. I say, just to wind her up. There's no boxes on the floor. She goes, that's because I picked them up. I go, so there's no boxes on the floor.
Yeah.
So are you you can't mow these boxes on the floor if there are no boxes on the floor.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, but you left them on the floor. I go, hey, don't know.
The evidence says I did it.
Yeah. Okay. You can't clean up the evidence and then say there's been a crime here. See, whereas I am the type of guy who who see, say it was her dickers, see that, leave them there, and then when we're both in the room, like, are those your knickers you've left on the floor? And then that sends her mad, because she's like, I've picked up your fucking boxes like 10 times this week.
Yep.
He's like, I've left these on the floor once.
Yeah.
And you're pointing them out to me. I was like, yeah, but look, I've built up the, look at the case I've built.
Yeah.
The evidence is there.
It's not what you know, it's what you can prove.
It's a look, it's right yeah. there. So don't get mad at me.
I would do shit like that. Even now. Even now, when we try and get on in that. So she'll say, like, but like, I'll be there going, like, I've got to the point in my life where if you do something that I've categorically said many times,
don't do,
then, like, I'll just ignore you.
Because
it's like, I just, what's the point of talking?
Mm.
So I've said to her so many times, like, please try your best. Please. To not ask me pointless questions. Like, even if it's not a pointless question, don't ask it in a pointless way.
Right.
Like, stick some more words on the end of it.
Mm.
Da-da-da-da, because da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
So, like, even though whatever, it's a film on the TV. Oh, what film is this? The fuck does it matter?
No, but she might want to know what film is. Is she going to watch it or not?
She's not.
Oh, you know the vibe of...
I know she's just making conversation. And hey, doesn't always need to run.
Yeah, we're comfortable with silence, so...
Yeah, hey, doesn't always... What film is this? I'm like...
You don't think she's interested?
I just looked at her.
Yeah.
The fuck?
But does she know that she has no follow-up from the question?
Yep. She asked me something. What the film? In case you're listening, the film was Flight.
So we should do.
And she should say something else. Is that Denzel Washington?
Orange what, Davey? I don't do it anymore. But I think because actually I probably don't do it anymore because I don't need to do it anymore. I'll be watching something and she would talk to me and I'll just press pause. And then she's like, well, why have you stopped? I was like, because you're talking.
Mm.
So, no, but I just wanted to ask something quickly. I was like, go on then. And so, nah, but I feel like you paused it to make a point that I'm stopping you from watching it. I was like,
correct.
You're going to say the thing you're going to say, or you're just going to talk about talking? Like, what?
This is a different combo now.
Yeah, it's like, what's happening now?
This is different.
Yeah, it was just, she's like, yeah, okay, I'll just ask this thing. I was like, all right. Play, and then she's like, "Now, but pause." So, no, stop pausing it. I was like, "No, why? Why must I stop pausing?" I was like, "You're talking." Yeah. I was talking all like, it's like she, it's like she thinks I'm highlighting how pointless things she's saying. Like, sometimes I'll be washing up, got the gloves on, got the YouTube playing, earphone in. And she's just walking, and one thing she knows she does, and I'll rip her for it in front of other people. And her friends have also gone, she does do this, isn't it? Mm. She'll start a sentence or story just midway through. Like, I don't know how you start a sentence without a beginning of a sentence, but she'll just roll in and just going, oh man, just Susan, man. I just don't understand why she's like that. I'm just like, what? She's like, no, because it's like the other day. And she's just going into the store. I was like, who's Susan, though? And she's like...
Who got shot?
Yeah, she's like, from work. I'm like, I don't know who's Susan from work. Who? She's down. I literally talk about the person that I like job share with. She's like, you've never said her name. Mm. I'm telling you now, you've never said her name to me. And why would I remember that's who you job share with?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because that's like my job. Go, your job, not my job. I don't know what you do. Yeah, like, yeah. We're now arguing about whether I should know Susan.
Yeah, just completely gone.
I was like, what are we doing? And we keep putting it off. Like, we're having conversations about how we're having the conversations. Because, yeah, well, that's like what you meant to do in relationships. So you then have conversations that you both know how to have a conversation with each other. I was like, no. Or we just don't do that. No, but the other day, I was in the car and she must. She must have clipped the wing mirror. So not in like any damage way, but it's just turned the wing mirror in.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, I can't see, the wing mirror's in. And it's like, fine, look, we're at the car park, and we just park the car, it's whatever. So then we've pulled off now, done our thing, pulled off. And so, oh, the wing mirror is like still not doing the thing. I can't actually remember how to do it from the, she was driving. So I can't remember how to do it from the passenger side. So I go, it's an instinctive thing and I can't think what to do. And she goes, oh, but like, I can't see. I was like, all right, look, just chill. And she's like, she stopped, like we're leaving the car park and she's just stopped in like the exit. So there's now, like, I can see a car coming around the corner. I was like, no, I mean, you can't stop here. Like, you just can't stop here to like deal with the mirror. I go, plus, we're not doing anything to deal with the mirror right now. And she's like, no, but there's no one even behind me. I go, but there is. I was like, right, when we come out, turn right and turn left and go to that car park. Because I think you need to get out the car to do it.
Mm.
That's it. I remember that you need to press the key, like to almost lock it and unlock it. And then it just, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't there normally a button in the inside?
Though? There is, but I've never actually known where it is. So I've always just used the key, yeah.
Mm.
So I said, like, turn right and go to the pub car park. And she said, I don't want to go right. And I was like, what? And I was like, pardon? So I don't want to go right. I was like, go right. She goes, but we can't get home that way. And I was like, yes, we can. And even if we couldn't, we can turn back round out the car. I was like, just go to the car park. And she just went, no. And she turned left. And I just went, oh, I just kissed myself. Oh, I don't even, what? And she's like, why have you got the hump with me? I was like,
that's one of the ones where then you go,
that's not open.
Well, now this is just a you problem.
Yeah,
I'm not involved anymore.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I literally tried to help. No, I just stared out the window. I was just playing on my phone in the car. I just stared out the window. Well, you're not talking to me now. I was like, okay, what do you want to talk about?
Mate.
I was like, what do you want to talk about? And she's just like, no, I'm just like, but well, I don't know why you like you got just so annoyed that then. I was like, it's like, I got annoyed because you needed help. You didn't know what you were doing. I had the solution for you. Asked me for help and you just went, no.
No.
I'm not, I was like, it's either there's a problem and you want me to help you fix it, or there's no problem.
Yeah.
Like, can't bring a problem, ask for help. It's not even like one of those ones where you're actually just trying to vent and you just want someone to listen.
Yeah.
There's actually a problem that needed fixing and I had the solution. You went, no. I was like, no.
You give it too many different scenarios, right? Imagine you went into a doctor surgery and they were like, you need a heart transplant. And you were like, no, you walked in and you were like,
I've got a problem with my heart.
My chest is killing me. And then they go, we got your results back. You need a heart transplant.
We've got the heart and we've got a date for the operation.
We can do this week or whatever. We can do this in normally it doesn't happen this quick.
Yeah.
Your life will be saved really quickly. And you're just like, nah.
What do you mean, no? I don't
want a heart.
Don't want the heart. What do you mean? Well, I don't want it this week. Pardon? What do you mean? Were you busy doing something else? No, I just hadn't really thought about having it this week.
And then you see all the donor's family and they're like, well, why are you guys mad?
I was like, this is just insane. This insane behaviour.
No one's getting the heart. No, Cherie will do stuff, man. And it's, I remember I was with Tadawa on Sunday.
Yeah.
He played football on Sunday, yeah.
That's off the thing. I'll be interested to know.
Better than you think.
There's a few players like that, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah. And he's got the... Because
when I saw his name in the Facebook
group... Yeah, I didn't think it was him either. I was like...
What do you mean you're in?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you more off pod.
Yeah.
We was walking afterwards and he was like, oh, how's it all going? And I just gave him a quick update. And he was like, oh, how's that? And I was like, it's crazy because you think like, oh... You're splitting up and whatever, you're going to do your thing. And I was like, but really what you get is all of the headache and none of the puss. You're like, actually, this is a really bad deal. This is a really bad deal because at least before, there was that.
There was an upside.
There was an upside. Yeah, now there's just imminent depression.
It's just admin.
Yeah.
Admin and feedback.
Yeah, it's just like, so he was dying. But so, like, even though, like, we still try and get on, it's the same things, yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, when you try and say, you do this as well, like, her favourite line is, but that's different. That's her favourite line. Like,
does she have an explanation why it's different? Or is that, to her, that's the ending?
So, two things will happen, yeah? So, I'll go, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'll go like this, yeah? And she'd be like, why did you have to do that? That's annoying noise. And I'd be like, just ignore it, innit? She'd be like, no, it's really annoying noise. Stop it. And then she'll do it. And I'll go, that's different. And she'll say, yeah, but she'll say that, yeah, but that's different. And I was about to give the example of, like, maybe she's shaking the milk bottle, and I was like, but that has a reason. She's got to do that.
Yeah.
But it's just like, she'll say something like, oh, but you know, like, because I've got a sore throat, and this makes the juice go down a bit better for me. Like, get the fuck out of here.
That's not reason. That didn't work.
Yeah. And the other one, was it? The other one, oh, I just remembered it as well. I can't remember, it's gone. The other thing that would do and just drive me out the bend. I can't remember, man. It was, that's different. Oh, I just almost had it again. Nah, I can't remember.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Hey, man, that shit happens.
Yeah, man. Outside, it's coming. It's...
No, my no, that happens. That happens to me. But do what happens sometimes is me and Omar have a conversation. It'd be heated. It'd be like a debate, a conversation debate. And she always accuses me of taking too long to talk, or like, she's just like, you use so many words to say things. I'm like, that is just not me. That's you. That is, I'll just say you. Yeah, if all happened, it would be funny, because I'll be about to say something and she'll, like, cut me. And I'm like, all right. And it's like, what are you going to say? I'm like, I don't remember. And she's like, no, she goes, I know you do, though.
Yeah.
She goes, I know you actually remember. Yeah. I was like, I don't remember. And she goes, oh, because it's so annoying when you do shit like that. I go, what? He's like, it's so passive aggressive. I go, what? I genuinely don't remember what I was going to say. And she's like, oh, do what, whatever. I was like, but in my head, it's like, I remember. She knows the game well.
I remember like it was yesterday.
But no, it's silly little bitch things you have, and because when it comes to parenting as well, it's I think we're generally on the same page with parenting. One thing that does annoy me though, I need to find a way of articulating why it annoys me. I think I probably know why. Maybe I'll work out here as I say it. But like, say for example, she's like, she's had a day. She's had a day with the kids. It's just like, it's, and I hear it. Because when I've had like a day with them, I was like, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. I get it. So she may have been at work, and then I've come home, she's like, damn, I'm just going to just take like 15 minutes. So I'm just go upstairs. Stuff like playing my phone, whatever. I was like, yeah, all right, fair enough. Yeah. And like, the kids start doing something, like Zadie's just crying, just crying, just crying, just crying, just crying, just crying. It's out of control. Mm-hmm. It's nuts. Zavi's making noise now. It's nuts. And then I've decided, right, I know I'm going to calm this down now. It might be like, oh, I want milk. So you've already had milk. It's a drop. You might as well, fuck it. Just have, here you go. Have some more milk. Have some milk. All right, we're going to put on Peppa Pig. I know we've not been in Bosnia. Just watch Peppa Pig. Just chill out. I've got to do things around the house. You don't know how calm. And it's like, just at that moment, I've calmed them down. She'll shout from upstairs. Sadie, come here. I was like, why? Now you're going to ask her what happened. It's like, I've just calmed it down.
Yeah, let it go.
We've moved on. And now I can hear Zadie now stamping the feet. Go, no! She's now back in the house, like, and now, and then she's annoyed herself at how annoyed this, how rude Zane's. She's now shouting, they're now arguing. I'm just like, this didn't have to happen.
Yeah.
You could have just left it. You could have just left it. And then after, she now comes in. What's she crying about so much downstairs? I'm like, oh, just like, it's like, it was so done. Like, if you didn't, if like, I wouldn't even have told you why she was crying down here, because it's like, it's just a non-event.
Yeah.
But it's like, now it's become an event. And it's like, oh, this is like, to me, it's just so, so jarring. And there's other times like where they'll be having this moment, like two of them. And I'm just like, well, I'm not going to get involved because I don't like people stepping on my toes or I'm parenting. And then she's like, Darren, like, in moments like that, like, it'd be good if I had some support. So I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Noted, next time.
Tag me in.
So it's like, noted, next time. So then they're doing it. And I'm like, all right, come on, that's it, that's done now, come. And she's like, no, she needs to know about this. Like, oh, okay, it's not done. All right, fine. Yeah. So that was the attempted support. Yeah. It's like, I'm spitting out of it. It's like, Zavi, let's go play. I always just pick the other kid and just go, right, we're going over here.
That's like, do you know what that reminds me of? It's a crazy thing to compare it to. Do you remember when Mourinho was at Roma and he's bringing on a sub? And the sub, and he's like going through tactics with the sub and everything. And I think the sub doesn't get many games. And he's gassed to be coming on, yeah? And then Roma score. And then so they're like, he's like talking to them, like, yeah, they're fucking, yeah, space will be there. Goal goes in.
Or is it they just conceded?
No. They've just gone one up.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't need you now. And no words were said, but he looks at him and he's like,
put your jacket back on, mate.
Sorry.
Put your jacket back on. Yeah.
What? Oh, I'm not coming on.
Is that?
No. Right. I thought you wanted me to.
No, we've got to defend this lead now.
Alright, okay, so. Alright. Okay.
Yeah, that's what happens. That was all the time. Or it'd just be like, she's been up at night with kids, so Darren, you take him in the morning, please, can you wake him up? So yeah, fine, cool. And then like, she'll come downstairs and the kids are eating like chocolate spread on toast. She's like, oh, chocolate. Chocolate's a treat. Ah, you don't usually have this in the morning, do you? You're very... And Zay's like, yeah, we love chocolate. Zabby's, chocolate! Just like...
Yeah,
and she's like, why did you give them chocolate spread? It's like, it's in the cupboard. She asked for it. She wanted it. It's Saturday. She won't die. I've given her chocolate spread. I guess that means you can't give her chocolate spread that another time. I don't know what you want me to do here.
It's done.
It's done. It's like, it's done.
Every team like her. It's done.
It's like, it wasn't like it was brandy. Yeah. It's just like, I gave them something edible. She's like, right, my God. She's like, okay, all right, I see. And she always does this one. Like, this is, like, she'll always give like a thing of, it's a mad framing. So it's like, she'll just do something with Sadie's hair and stuff. And she's like, yeah, just comb it back. And she goes, you know, Darren, like, seriously. Like, if I die, could you please just make sure she don't go to school with, like, just jacked up hair? I'm just like, why are you talking about dying, though? I don't get it. And they go, and if you're dead, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
She's like, what? And I was like, no, I'm just sending her to school. The most important thing is she's at school.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's Sheree's favourite line.
Yeah. Well,
if I die. Yeah. And I always give her the bars back.
Yeah.
I remember one time she was like, oh, if I die, blah, blah, and I'll be like, I mean, oh, kids, we fucking spend that life insurance, won't we? Like, payday? And she'd be like, wow. And then I remember one time, she was like, if I die, I'm going to come back and haunt you. And I was like, but you're not scary.
See, my initial thought of that is like, even when you're dead, you're just creating work for yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, just be dead and chill with it.
Isn't it?
Go chill. You're dead. Yeah. You can go anywhere. You go, no, I'm just going to just hang around here and just be annoyed.
Yeah. She said, I'll come back and haunt you. And I was like, that's not scary. I was like, if you like appeared through a wall and was like, rah, I'd be like, I thought you left. Thought you gone. The fuck is this? It would just be more me? An inconvenience.
That's me, it wouldn't be scary. You'd be annoyed. You'll get annoyed by acknowledging your ghost and stuff that you can really do to interfere with what I'm doing. Yeah.
And even then she's like, oh, you need to learn how to do Alani's hair, like, what if I go away or something? And I was like, well, that's what hats are for.
They'll survive.
Everyone's going to school with hats on.
They'll survive a bad hair day.
Yeah.
It's fine. Because, yeah, she was like, oh,
we're doing buzz cuts all around.
Because she's like, oh, just like, she's going to have to smash up hair. I was like, what will happen is this. I'll mourn your death, so I won't have time to do her hair. They don't have, like, family who chip in, like, I'll do her hair. And I go, and then she'll have shit hair a few times when they don't have enough time to do it. And then I'll end up learning to do it. And it won't be great, but it'll be passable. And then I'll just slowly get better. And then she'll get to an age where it's just like, I don't really want to do this anymore. I'll just hire someone to do it.
Yeah.
I go, and that's it. I go, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
She'll be fine. That's all going to happen.
Yeah.
I go, you'll be dead. Because it's not a concern. I go, you should be concerned if your kids would be okay and your kids would be okay. Their hair being messed up should not be a private concern. She's like, same as like their dress as well. She's like, oh, so you don't know where their clothes are. I go, yeah, but if you weren't here, I would have to know where their clothes were. So do you generally think that if you died, these kids would just be like Xavi just being a nappy?
Yeah, that's what
like,
you think.
He's like, I just wouldn't know what clothes to put them. I just didn't know she had t-shirts. Like, yeah. I go, would she be dressed in the exact style you'd want her to be dressed? Probably not. I go, but as long as she's got clothes here, because so she goes, like, you don't even know when she changes sizes. Like, because I don't have to know.
Yep.
I don't have to know.
I got asked to pick up nappies the other day and I was like, still number six.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
He said, why don't you know? It's like, because you know.
Yeah.
That's why.
And you want to know.
Yeah. You know, and I've always got the trump card, obviously because we live with each other and stuff, and the way our dynamic is, I just take care of all of, like, the house stuff. She takes care of the home. That's what we say. She takes care of the home, I take care of the house. So, bills and stuff, stuff to do with the cars, car insurance, that's me. So she's like, oh, but you don't know these things. I'm just like, who's our energy supplier? And she's just like, because looks me like, yeah, but no, she's like,
so if I die, everyone's just going to be freezing, yeah?
Yeah, I go, so there's things you just don't know, there's things I don't know, because that's what it is. And then she's like, yeah, but parenting isn't a mum's job or a dad, like, that's both of us as the parent. I go, yeah, but you're primary caregiver. You can't one day play primary caregiver card to just go, I have the final say on this because I look after the most, and then when I go, I'm not thinking about that because you deal with that. Go, well, no, we need to think about this 50-50.
Yeah,
your primary caregiver, your manager, your director.
Yeah,
I work for you as a parent, so you tell me what stuff needs to be done as a parent. I'll do it. There'll be some stuff I'll do proactively, but generally, I'm not going to do certain things I just don't know.
I'm trying to think what the split is now in my dynamic. I would still say, like, because obviously she's the primary caregiver.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know, because obviously I'm not doing anything with a house. I'm not doing anything with the cars.
Well, I imagine there'll be in there'll be, I guess it's the time when you are there. It's a lot of that stuff just you doing it on your own. Does it like provide respite for her to go do something else? So like picking them up from nursery or school or something like that, like, because she's
That stuff I do.
Yeah.
So, but like a lot of the times when I've offered like things that would play into her getting like time off, especially off of the one that is the most the neediest one,
because
the 9-year-old is quite self-sufficient within the household, gets declined. So I'm just, so then in my head I'm just like, I don't care if you're tired because you could have had a full night's sleep.
Right, yeah.
So don't tell me you've been up from such and such time, because I suggested these days.
Yeah.
To be with me, so, and you said no, we'll mess up his routine. Sounds like he ain't got one.
See, well, I guess one thing you can't do, because she doesn't have somewhere else to go. Have you ever done something called nesting? I think it's called nesting.
I know they do that before they give birth.
No, it's not nesting. It's not that. It's called... Oh, I can't remember what it's called, right? But essentially, this is it. So, couple have kids. So, say, like, me and Naomi, for example, have kids. Then we split up.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is to keep the kids in their routine. When we divvy up the parenting, it's not like the kids come to my house.
I think you mentioned this before.
Yeah, what happens is
you fuck off to
it.
Both parents piss off.
Yeah, I piss off here. She's in the house with the kids on the yeah. own. And then now it's my turn. I come in. She pisses off.
Yeah.
And then she, I'm not sure. I guess must be in some circumstances. I mean, usually they'll probably go to their parents' houses, but I imagine some circumstances maybe there's a flat
yeah.
that they share separately.
That's crazy. I don't dynamic know. As well,
you know you gotta have your own space. It can't be because
yeah.
that'd be mad, because if you're having
but your I feel time. Like maybe as a an ex-husband in those situations, you'll be like, at least I'm still getting to come to my house.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Must be. Because you're still paid for the house.
Yeah, this is going to come to my house.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that would infuriate me to the nth degree.
Because we was discussing this, have we ever split up? And I remember saying to her, yeah, we just have to sell the house and stuff. And she was like, it's a bit like, so that's where the kids live. But she says, what I had said previously is, that's it, that if I had to pay for the house while she was in it, then when it comes to selling it, we're not splitting it 50-50, because you got to live in it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, that's not how it works. But then but I said, yeah, we'd have to sell the house, like, yeah, because to pay a mortgage is so expensive. To pay, have that outgoing, and you don't even get to benefit from living in the house, it's a mazzer.
It's quite possibly one of the rudest things in the world.
It's mad.
It's quite possibly.
That's where you've got to have enough money to be married, and you've got to have enough money for a divorce.
Or,
let's,
you've got to just be Hakimi in this thing. If you're balling. Just be like, yeah, this is our house.
What was that smile that you just did?
Sorry, what?
Then you just did a weird smile.
Did I?
Yeah, it was a bit weird, like when you said our house.
No, I just said this is our house.
You just did it again.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Is this not our house?
Do you live in it?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But I saw a letter the other day that had your mum's name on it and our address.
That was just for credit score.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
fair. Don't worry about it, it was just for a credit score.
Did the face again.
I'm on drugs.
I know, it's like... But like yeah, you got to go like that all... Now, but things, be fair, when me and them got together, we did have a lot of conversations about what happens if this happens.
Mm.
And granted, I guess things change, life changes. But I feel somewhat confident that it wouldn't go... Mad
you wouldn't left. Be. You wouldn't be. I think nine times out. Well, in different scenarios, I think 9 times out of 10 for each scenario, if couples just happen to grow apart, no one's actually done anything to
that's
anyone.
The thing.
Then you probably just pretty much just go, let's just finish this up. And
what's the most practical way?
Yeah, out if someone's done someone something, they're like, well, I'm gonna do something better.
Yeah, when it's the madness. Then the sex tape is out.
Yeah. Then
there's women, men, animals.
Well, there's like, okay. Animals is crazy.
Did he freak off on 1,000?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're there, middle of the tape.
That's what you see there like this.
That's one of those ones where your solicitor's like, okay, so here's the petition for divorce. She wants like everything.
Have you ever seen that Drewski clip?
Yeah.
you know
Drewski? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's so funny.
So man. He's got this
clip. I don't even search for his stuff. He just comes on.
Yeah, yeah, same.
And if I see his face, like, let me watch.
I don't know what he's doing.
Mm.
I don't know if it's a skit. I don't know what it is. But he's just like, he's in the back of the seat of a car. He's on loudspeaker. He's like, good news is the check cleared. Bad news is they gave you life. Sayonara.
Yeah, that guy's bad. But no, it's just, yeah, it's, I feel like, yeah, those divorces where it's just someone's getting
murked.
Because it must get to a point though where it's like, all right, I get it. He cheated on you with your sister and your best friend and your mum and your brother.
Mm.
But it's just like,
and your brother's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, but it's just like
he fancied everyone in that family but you. That's crazy.
It's like, but he is still the father of your children. Like,
yeah,
you got to leave him something.
Some of them divorces are the visual representation of that Ian Bill meme.
Oh, mate, well, it's just
I've got over. Nothing left.
Got nothing left. Phil.
I can't break a man down like that. Bro. It's crazy.
That's why you got, if you're going to be in this, you got to.
Who was it that was in the States?
A check.
And they were going to get a divorce. And the wife went and met with all the top lawyers in the city. Because I don't know if it's the same here, but in America, if you're a lawyer,
oh, you can't represent.
Even if you take my meeting,
yeah, yeah,
you can no longer represent
me. I've heard the guy do this, but I haven't heard the one where the woman started this. But she,
oh, I might be getting it the other way around. But one of them's gone around
and met all
of them, just so they can't. I was like, that's a gangster move if it's not happening to you.
Oh yeah.
If it's not happening to you, you're like,
that's what I noticed. Was like, if your friend tells you, and you never guess what, you never guess what they did.
Yeah.
They did, you're like, that's really bad.
Or even on the flip, if your friend's like,
really genius, but really bad.
Do you know what I did, fam? And you're like, whoa. He's like, fam, I've met with all the lawyers. None of them know that. I don't even have pee like that.
Yeah,
like, I'm getting a shit lawyer.
But so is shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I left her one shit lawyer.
I remember all the shit lawyers too.
And this lawyer is just shit in their mind. I don't.
Yeah, yeah. this lawyer is 0-50
because US law is crazy. Because obviously they've got the different states, so they've got like different. I remember one was like, I can't remember which celebrity couple it was, but they had a house in California and they had a house in like New York or something, and basically like they've had this argument. And the guy's gone, just like, because the argument happened like on the phone, or they served a notice on the phone. It was like, well, what jurisdiction does it come under? Because basically,
he took the call.
Yo, so it's one of those ones. Because basically, wherever if it fell in, like, say New York, then it's like he's getting his butt cheeks spread and he's being destroyed in this divorce. But if it's in like California. Because he's like the person who files a petition, that means he's on like the front foot. And it's, I can't remember who it was, I need to find it, but the beef wasn't even about the divorce now, it was about what jurisdiction was it covered under.
Oh.
And how, because yeah, I was like, this is mad, like these are the games.
Yeah, it's crazy.
People playing. It's like, crazy. Yeah, it's like where, in the UK, it's like you're just in the UK, isn't it? So it's just,
you
got served in Essex, so now you're under Essex law.
Yeah.
And that means you lose all your kids in the houses.
Yeah, blanketing. Yeah, whether you're in Essex, you know, Lewisham, fucking wherever, bro. If you're in, Newcastle, like, it doesn't matter, bro.
I've always thought, though, imagine trying to divorce someone, and they're just like, nah.
Because it has to be a joint thing, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a joint thing. Then if it's
period of time,
yeah, there's like 2 years have to pass if they don't go with it.
Just firming it.
Just like, I'm just long it out.
And every time you like pick up the kids, they're just like, just please sign the paper. I don't even want anything.
Yeah,
I just don't want your love. I just don't want to be your wife.
Yeah,
just please, just sign the paper. And you're just like,
no.
You're like Dave Chappelle, like this. Speaking. If you suck my dick one more time.
It's like, you've got to let it go, bro. Where's your pride? It's like, you don't want to be if you don't want. It's like, nah.
2 years you're still running around like, yeah, my wife. Fam.
There's some psychos out there.
She lives in Bali now.
Isn't it?
She's not even with you, G.
I mean, you haven't got kids to be fighting, though. Yeah. It's just like, just let her go.
Yeah.
No.
You guys were renting.
You cheated on her, bro.
Nothing to fight for. It's
like,
no. It's like, no, fam, I don't care. It's my wife. It's like, well, you're a special individual, sir. Let it go, man.
That's bad. No,
let it go, bro. But nah, I don't even know how we got on that.
I can't remember, but I think we need to wrap up the pod.
Oh shit, yeah.
Alright. There's been another episode. We didn't even do the split in the show.
No, we didn't.
Alright. We didn't. Well,
maybe I'll do. Oh wait, do you know what?
Look, you just watch that one in.
Yeah. Welcome back to another episode of them Late Nights and Wet Waps. No Mike Wackadiri again. Still recovering from butt cheek surgery, as well as welcoming his new child into the world. Congratulations. Rumour has it, both were done in the same hospital. I don't know. Big up him, though.
Imagine BBL on childbirth.
Yeah, he's probably got that NHS discount.
We
know Darren's playlist. We know Darren's playlist. That's cool, man. Yeah. Support black business and that. But yes, we're back. You know who it is, you know who I be. That's what Michael normally says, I guess. It's Kasim Jamal, the unofficial Prime Minister.
Come on.
The people's man of the people. Let me start that again. Yep. Let me take two of that one. You know who it is, Kasim Jamal, the unofficial Prime Minister, of the people, the messenger.
Yeah,
you don't know, and two, my jar Rastafari is.
Ask your bill payer's permission. Who's that? It's me. Me is Dara G.
And before we get into this pod, let's just hear a few words from our sponsors. All right, and we're back.